All right, we will call the meeting to order. Put my glasses on so I can see. It's 1 o'clock, and has everyone had a look at the agenda?
Yep.
Any additions or deletions?
I don't think so.
We have a mover then, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
Delmer.
Oh, Sterik.
Okay, carried. Has everyone had a look at the minutes? Are we good to go with the minutes? Can we have a mover for the minutes?
Okay.
Seconder?
McDougal.
All in favor? Aye, carried. Payment of accounts? I'll wait for you. Can we have a mover for this one, please?
McDougal.
Seconder?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Which one is this?
That's us, you, me, Don.
Oh, that could happen.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
For this.
Okay.
Just ask you to.
Technically, Counselor Stead has been excused.
Do we have to table that without two?
Yeah, we don't have.
Alter curve.
Yeah.
Can but chooses not to.
Bring him in here for that?
See you.
We'll request if he can come in for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need three people.
Yeah, she told me how.
So I know.
Counselor Stead was excused himself, or is away for this meeting, so I would either of you, you don't have a direct relation. Will you vote on this one?
Oh, yeah.
Alter's not of conflict because it's his brother.
It's.
But Tim's wife works here.
He just chooses to excuse himself.
Should we lock him?
Okay, where are we at here then? What's this? Whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payment, other 0435 to 0436. What do you need? Okay. Now, therefore, be it resolved that payments in the, to be approved for the amount not to exceed $3,086.83. A mover?
I'll move it.
Okay. All in favor? Carried.
Carried.
The following one.
Which one's this?
This is the fire department.
Okay.
And Counselor Stead is.
He's not here anyway.
He's not here for this meeting, so.
All right, whereas the following items have been submitted for approval of payments, other 0437 to 0459. Now, therefore, be it resolved that payments be approved for the amount of, can you move it up here? $12,915.47. Can we have a mover, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. That's it for those?
Okay.
Now we are going to go to department reports, public works, utility, bylaw, and building. Those are all in your package. Okay. Reports of committees, White Mouth Two Rivers, Service to Seniors, Fire Management, White Mouth Reynolds North Whiteshell, and Northeastern Community Health Committee in your package. On the Northeastern Community Health Committee, one of the main things is that I think our doctor is right filled up and she's really not taking any more patients at this time. Like she's pretty busy. I don't have the statistics here, but I do have them, but I don't have them here. Reports of committees. We'll start off to the left. Counselor Sterik.
None for me.
Deputy Reeve Honke.
I got your back. I had a fire
management meeting and that, and everything's gone good. FFRs have all completed their training and that. They're sitting there waiting to go, and we just have to wait on Manitoba Health now or to
Shared Health.
Shared Health, and to approve it and that, and our people are ready to go in this RM. They're all trained and ready to go, so. First responders, yeah, that's FFRs are first responders taking the. So,
okay.
On that part.
Councilor McDougall?
Nothing?
I have, well, again, just on the North Eastman Community Health, there's a lot of talk going there. There's training going on all over the place. There was a training update where you could attend last Monday in Lac-Des-Bonnes. There's training of nurses' aides, healthcare aides, whatever you call them, daycare workers. All the stuff is going on in the region right now. There's a lot of work being done in Pinawa trying to get them to become a center for training. Like, I think right now the main center is in Brandon, and trying to get it so we have one out here for the East End region. And so that's one of the main things, main concerns that's going on. And then again, I said with the doctor, I think our doctor is filled up at this time, but that doesn't, sure, if you're looking for a doctor, call. Okay. We will go to communications. Communications number one, Manitoba Wildlife Federation. Access to all campaign in Manitoba. So again, that's an information for everybody if, you know. Okay. Number two, Emergency Management Office. That's RIA February 2026 Flood Outlook. So we've all got the Flood Outlook at this point. There's nothing alarming on the Flood Outlook at this point.
As of now, no.
As of now, there's nothing. It's not showing, doesn't show like there'll be anything. But it's just something they send out to us. Number three, Rural Municipality of Broken Head. Date change for public hearing notice. Zoning bylaw, Rural Municipality of Broken Head. So that's a date change. Anyone wants to attend, they are free to attend. Manitoba Emergency Management Organization, RIA 2026 Spring Conditions Seminar, invitation. This one's also online, is that correct?
And it's available to everyone?
Yeah. That's Manitoba Emergency Management Organization. Number five is Whitemouth Emergency Response Team, RIA member resignation. And we need a resolution for that. Is that correct? Okay. Whereas Debbie Mueller has resigned from the Whitemouth Emergency Response Team, now therefore be it resolved that Debbie Mueller be removed from the volunteer member list. A mover.
Honky.
Seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Bell, Whitemouth MTS Next Generation Hosted Call Handling Solution, 911 Service Agreement. So that's probably, do we have to pass a resolution to have admin look at this?
Yes, I'll need a resolution to allow us to continue with the agreement and do the electronic signatures.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I haven't read it yet. Whereas Bell's Next Generation 911 Authority Service Agreement has been received. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Council does hereby direct administration to sign this agreement, and be it further resolved that this may be done by electronic signatures. A mover. Seconder. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Carried. Municipal Governance and Advisory Services, RIA Homeowners Affordability Tax Credit for 2026. What this is the tax credit is, I think it goes up to $1,600?
Yep, up to $1,600 now from $1,500.
From $1,500 to $1,600 for 2026. Anything else on that one? No?
Just that reminder to all homeowners that have recently bought that they have to submit their essentially that they have to submit it to the RM so that we can record it. We need to know that it's their primary residence and that they don't have another primary residence elsewhere. So that can be done at the office here.
Okay. Association of Manitoba Municipalities update AMM Resolution 19-2025, Class 6 and 7 soils. I don't think we were even in, we don't even have that, but we did support it for all the other RMs, but we don't have any Class 6 or 7 soils. Is that correct?
Not that we've been affected by.
Okay. So it's information for everyone at this point. Number 9, Bossier Community Regional Planning, Subdivision File 4203/26/7870, Planning Report. That was a long file. I've read through it. I didn't see anything. So anyway, so it is where I, let me, whereas a subdivision application has been submitted by Wildwater Farms Incorporated CEO Kendall and Carletta Friesen on behalf of Leonard and Crystal Mueller, owners of PT part of E half 251111 EPM, being file number 4203-26-7870 and has been received by council. And whereas the community planning branch has determined this subdivision is consistent with the development plan, now therefore be it resolved that council does hereby approve this subdivision application on the following conditions. Condition number one, that if required, variance orders be obtained as necessary to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw, and that all other levels of government approvals are obtained direct. A mover.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Unfinished business. Unfinished business. Lagoon. Borrowing bylaw. This is tabled. Further funding is available. I think, Lisa, you're still working on this to see if there is funding available from the federal government, and things are slow.
That they are. But yes, we are still looking for funding.
And on that, and also with the waterline, Lacey has a meeting on Friday with these people, so we'll get more information at that with water stewardship. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll go to number 2, waterline south. I just said that. That's kind of where we're at. Still inquiry from a ratepayer, and admin is looking at it, but she also, again, has a meeting on Friday. Number 3, zoning bylaw. That's tabled. We always have on here. It's tabled to February. It's going to be a little later. It's very, very busy right now.
I'll fix that on the next one.
Oh, that's okay. That's where we were at. So, number 4, senior elections official for 2026 elections. Position is still advertised, and I'm not sure if we've gotten anybody or where we're at.
It's still available. We have received some interest. Just a reminder that there is training that's going to be available come the end of March and beginning of April. So anybody interested, please let us know.
Okay. Number 5, Whitemouth Reynolds Planning District dissolution. Duncan, anything on that?
No, we have actually canceled our meeting, which was yesterday, so it's being, everything's tabled.
So it's tabled at this point. Okay, thank you. And number 6, 2026 general election. We're going to leave it on there just to let people know there's an election. If you want to know any of the rules and you want to run, it's come to the office and have a look. Number 7 is land sales. This is just, we don't have anything on it right now, but it's just that the reserves will be going into a reserve when we figure this out in a bit, or it'll go to the machinery reserve.
That will be for council to decide.
Okay.
It's kind of ongoing right
it's
now.
It's ongoing, yeah.
We still have the ones listed from that we originally had.
Okay.
Minus Wardrobe Way. This has been suspended.
Okay. New business, 2025 surplus revenue transfers to reserves. I'll leave this one up to you.
Okay. So I can just speak a little bit to this for you. So we did have some surplus from 2025. The surplus is due to the land sales, as well as some extra grant money that we received from the province that was unexpected, but needed. And also some increases on a few other things. So these are the numbers I have prepared as council sees fit.
You want me to read this out? Whereas there is a surplus in the general operating fund ending December 31st, 2026.
No.
2025.
Yeah, it's 2025. Thank you.
Now be it resolved that the following transfer be made in the general fund. $10,000 to the handy van replacement reserve. $34,250 to the fire department, fire equipment replacement reserve. And the balance of the surplus, approximately $290,500, into the machinery replacement reserve.
Sorry, I see I missed one here too.
Okay. We got more? I'll read it all back out again, but.
And if these numbers need to be changed, I can change them.
And the surplus is from land sales?
No, the surplus was from land sales primarily.
Yes.
But
it's
also
worth noting.
Yeah. But there was also the increase that we received from the province for the operating grant. It was unexpected. Then we had an increase from the AMM rebate, and we had a few added properties with taxes. So
it's all good stuff. Yep. So I'll read this out again, though. The following transfer be made in the general fund. $10,000 to the handy van replacement reserve, $34,250 to the fire equipment replacement reserve, $25,000 to the child care reserve, and the balance of the surplus, approximately $290,500, into the machinery replacement reserve, estimate of $295,000, primary to some land sales also. A mover.
Okay.
And that's a seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number two, 2026 grader. We have quotes that we've received. And now we'll have to work in finishing off the budget and see where we go from there once we get this figured out. So that'll be let's table for a bit. Number three is administration assistant position. Well, that's personnel, so we'll have to go into camera for a couple minutes for that.
Okay.
And then we still have a hearing to go.
She wanted on camera now. I just went to the hearing.
So should we step out then first?
Yes, then come back. We'll go into camera right now, and then we'll finish it off. Okay. Be it resolved that council recess the regular meeting and go in camera as per section 1523 of the Municipal Act to discuss the following item, legal and personnel, and be it further resolved that all matters discussed are to remain confidential as per section 83(1)(d) of the Municipal Act. Mover.
Okay.
Seconder, Sterk. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. Whereas advertisements have been placed, applications received, and interviews held for the position of assistant, administrative assistant. Now therefore be it resolved that Tina Schell, is it Schall or Schell? Schall be hereby selected as a successful applicant. And be it further resolved that she be paid at the rate of $25 per hour. A mover, please.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Okay. Now it would be the.
No, we can go to the hearing. Be it resolved that the regular order of business of council be temporarily suspended to open a public hearing to consider conditional use application number CO226115 Railway Avenue, Whitemouth, Manitoba. Roll number 74600, description 141445, to allow a quick food eating service establishment.
Okay.
Second.
I have a question, yeah. Just in regards to this, why we're having a public hearing. This is not a permitted use in the zoning charts for this. It's on the main street. So yeah. I kind of, in my mind, would think that you could just have this. It's commercially, we're considered commercial district. Why are we having a public hearing for this?
It is a conditional use, and I thought it maybe could be considered an accessory use. But after speaking with the Borshire Community Planning, they said it's not
based on our zoning charts, yeah, of permitted uses.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't permit a quick food eating service establishment.
Not the way it is, but that's something that can probably be brought up at the zoning meeting, the zoning amendments.
I think we should add it to the list.
Yeah.
It just seems, to have to have a conditional use. It's our main street in Whitemouth.
We wouldn't even have to have, right?
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have had.
It'd be easier. But
you'd think it would fit under permitted use. But I realize you can't have a permitted use chart that has every single 100 items you can come up with.
Yes.
But as ones that come up that recognize, we can look into it.
Even recognize this as one title that would encompass everything to do along that line.
Okay. We'll put it on the list for going through.
Absolutely.
Good. All right. Can we have a mover?
I move. Okay.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry.
Carried.
This is just a reminder that anybody who wants to speak on this one, just to sign in there. And we did already receive one letter of support.
Did we?
Yep.
All right. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be it resolved that as per section 1524 of the Municipal Act, council does hereby now reopen the meeting to the public.
Honky.
Seconder.
It's Eric.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. And whereas request has been received from Dilip Kumar Kamamara to allow a quick food eating service establishment in the municipality, and whereas the application is conditional use CO226, and whereas the property is located at 115 Railway Avenue, Whitemouth, Manitoba, roll number 74600, description 141445, and whereas one letter of support was received. And be it further resolved that council does hereby approve this conditional use application on the following conditions: that it is utilized within 12 months, that all necessary permits from the municipality and province are obtained.
I'll move it. Honky.
Seconder.
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Okay, be it resolved that the regular meeting has concluded and this meeting does hereby adjourn at 1:36 p.m. Mover?
Okay.
Seconder?
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried.